we're going to first hear from Suzanne Moser. Dr. Suzanne Moser is Director and Principal Research of Suzanne Moser Research and Consulting. She's also a Social Science Research Fellow at Stanford and a Research Associate with the Institute for Marine Sciences at the University of California, Santa Cruz. As a nationally and internationally recognized expert in climate change adaptation, communication for social change, and science policy interactions, she works with researchers, governmental and non-governmental organizations in the U.S., Europe, and Australia. Dr. Moser is a geographer by training with broad interdisciplinary expertise. She previously held positions with the National Center for Atmospheric Research and the Heinz Center in Washington, D.C., as well as the Union of Concerned Scientists. She served on scientific and advisory boards for Future Earth, IHDP, and the U.S. National Research Council, the U.S. National Climate Assessment, and numerous other agencies. She's also contributed to the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change reports. So with that, I am going to turn it over to Suzanne. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Emma, and hello, everyone. It's wonderful to have such great interest in this webinar series, and so my task here is to just position what we're trying to do with this series in the context, and then I'm very happy to tell you that everyone else is going to tell you how to do it. I just tell you what the problems are. So with that, let me just jump right in what we want to do here. One of the really important things for me is that we're, you know, challenged every day with trying to get our messages through to people who are faced with just a plethora of other information from, you know, coming at them through whatever, every handheld device on the planet and through advertisement and TV and whatnot. How do we get through at that moment? You know, that's one of the big challenges that we face. But it's more than getting through. It's also, are we actually making a difference? Is it going to change anyone's behavior? Is it going to change everyone's mind, anyone's mind? I love this saying here. It comes from a Dutch source that I don't know. I just heard it there, which is, said is not heard. Heard is not understood. Understood is not agreed. And agreed is not implemented. You can see how many steps there are between what we might say and what another person may or may not do and how many times we might fail in that process. So really what this webinar and this whole series is about is trying to make that connection between saying something and doing something, making that work as best and smoothly and as successfully as possible. So to me then, this whole issue is more than about just getting the right message out. That's still very much the sort of notion of one-way delivery and just, you know, throwing it at people and hoping that something happens. We can be much more effective, much more strategic about that. And in many ways, as you will encounter and probably already have, it's not just about, you know, us saying something to other people, but also being in dialogue with them and understanding their concerns, understanding why is it that they don't act on this very persuasive information that we have, that sort of thing. So we need to get, you know, away from just thinking it's a one-way delivery. They don't have the information, and we just need to fill their, you know, empty heads, and then some magic happens, and all of a sudden they will act. It's what we call the information deficit model. And we need to get away from thinking it's just about if they know something, they will also act. You know, what kind of behavior change, what kind of engagement do we actually want, and how do we mobilize them from being sort of passive recipients of information to actually being actively engaged in it? And so I want to remind you about what communication actually means. It goes back to a Latin word that has at the root the word communion, to impart, to share, to make common. So this is the ultimate goal in my mind of creating or having effective communication. If you, in the end, share something in common with the people that you're trying to reach. And I love this quote here from Bill McDonough, who says, communities are groups of people communicating. They have made things common. They share that in common. So how do we get there? And, you know, looking at the kind of challenges that people like yourselves often have, it is a real big challenge. This is the context that you're facing. The typical challenges that are difficult to communicate have to do with climate change, energy, sustainability. All of them are very vague and, you know, some of them loaded with political issues. So first issue is, how do you make that real? How do you translate this abstract idea something that comes out of the socket. You know, how do you translate that and link it to everyday activities that people actually can enact? But then how do you, what's the right message to get across to people if it, to the extent that it is about the message per se? What should you say? How should you say it? What's most effective? And, you know, people get, you know, as I said, they hear a lot of messages. And so how do you prioritize? You know, if you have three programs going on, is there like a top message and then everything else underneath? Or how do you prioritize? How do you make it simple enough for people to capture and really get and remember? Oftentimes, you cannot reach the masses. You need to actually focus with the limited budget that you have on a smaller number of people that are socially very influential. And if you can reach them effectively, then they can take your message and spread it to the people who, you know, trust these influentials. So how do you identify those and then make them into champions? And, of course, then being impactful so that you have actually something to show for at the end of your communication. And let's not, you know, forget this, and I'm not sure it's going to be dealt with today, but it's certainly something that you need to be dealing with, and hopefully will come up in one of the other webinars. You do this all in a context that is highly polarized and that is often colored by political backlash, working in the shadow of Agenda 21. I'm sure many of you are familiar with that and struggling with that on a daily basis. So this is why I love this picture, just, you know, the path between communication and behavior change is a really treacherous one. There are many downfalls, and what we hope to do is to really take this apart and make you comfortable with linking those two. Let me also say a word about what do you want to achieve. There are many, many different ways that you might affect an audience, or, if you will, goals that you might perceive. And often we use the word, well, we want to engage people. Well, what does that mean? On what level? It might be you might engage their brains, cognitive engagement, or you might want them to care, emotional engagement, or you might want them to do something, behavioral engagement. For many of you, you might focus on a particular professional group, you know, water managers or energy utility managers. You want them to do something different in the context of their work. It's a whole different set of things than if you talk about behavior in a household, let's say, or students in a school. Or you might socially engage them, where it's really about engaging the peers and the social reference group that has such a strong influence on what we do. And then it goes on from there. A lot of people in the faith community are really interested in sort of stimulating us, our reaction from a moral or spiritual point of view, to basically get people to find their engagement around this based in their values and their beliefs. Civic engagement, showing up at meetings, participating in public hearings or dialogue sessions, whatever. Or political engagement, of course, which ultimately can lead to the much bigger changes by, you know, putting the people in Congress that we want to see there, or getting people to engage locally or at the state level to support certain positions. So you might really want to think about what goals you are after, and then therefore, who do you really need to talk to? Everything in this context starts and ends with the audience and this match with the objectives that you have. So where can you make the biggest difference, and where then is your primary audience? It might very well be that if you don't have a direct line to your ultimate audience, you might need to communicate with people in between, the go-tos, the influentials that then can have the influence on others. So I'll just put up a few here for you to think about. Is it your council members or other elected officials? Is it your boss in your agency? Is it other colleagues that you work with in your agency? Or certain community leaders? And what do we actually mean by that? Who is a community leader? Someone in the faith community. Maybe you want to engage them because you think that would be the most important way to mobilize people. Or folks who make decisions in households about purchases of, you know, appliances or cars or whatnot. Maybe you want to get to people via schools, colleges, teachers, business leaders, and a very important group. Utilities make big energy decisions, of course. So really think about it. Where do you want to focus maybe you have, you know, only this much money in your budget, and this year you're going to focus on one group, next year it's going to be another one. It'll make all the difference to the way you design your communication strategy. So I want to leave you here with a couple more slides that are just a very rough roadmap, if you will. What do we mean by effective engagement? Well, for communication to be effective, in other words, if you actually achieve the goal you intended, not just some random other outcome you didn't think you might achieve, but if you actually want to achieve the thing that you had in mind, you have to accomplish two things in between. One is you have to first give people a good reason of why they should change what they do. You know, the most comfortable thing, the default option, is to do nothing different than what you already used to. That's the easy part. But that is often not what gets you to, you know, energy use reduction or emission reductions or whatnot. So how do you elevate and motivate people to change? And then secondly, in any one of these cases, there will be barriers or internal resistance to making that change. So you have to help lower those barriers and resistance. Sometimes it's like, I don't know what to do, or, well, nobody else is doing it, whatever. So in any one of these cases, whatever your goal is with a particular audience, you have to think about what would motivate that audience. What specific resistance or barriers do they face in order for you then to design your communication that leads to the outcome that you really want to have? And so that really, this is my last slide here, really opens up the question, how do you think the world actually works? How do you think information makes a difference or communication makes a difference in people's lives? So if you start at the very top here with your long-term impact, your ultimate outcome, if you will, what do you really want to achieve? How will that look? How will you know that you have achieved that? And then before that, what will have to happen that to make that, you know, outcome come about? And before that, what will have to happen before we get there? And then, in other words, that then leads you to your short-term activities and the kinds of things you might do to bring that about. So I really want to challenge you to spell out for yourself and to test against reality, whether or not your, if you will, theory of change, your hypotheses of how your communication links to behavior change actually works out. Do that with your colleagues, test it with your family, you know, and you might be surprised to find, oh my God, I never thought about, you know, these obstacles or this kind of implication or this way out people use. So you really want to lay that out as you design your strategy. I think the communication that is guaranteed to fail is the one you don't think strategically about. If you really don't lay this out, you will not get to understanding your audience, to understanding what motivates them, what thing could move them, who is influential, what barriers do they face, and then, you know, who is the audience and how might you actually reach them with persuasive communication. So with that one, I'll just, you know, put that out there. There is simply no trick to this. It is a lot of work. It is persistence. You have to do this repeatedly. You have to test it. You try it out. And I know you are all faced with limited budgets to make this work. So you really want to think hard about how to strategically design your communication and address it toward a few influentials so that you then can actually have a widespread impact on a much broader audience with their help, if you will. And with that, I will turn it back to Emma or whoever is next, Connie, I suppose.
Thank you, Suzanne. That's a great context for the rest of our discussion today and on our upcoming webcasts. We're going to be diving into a lot of the points that Suzanne has mentioned and into more concrete examples of strategies you can use to accomplish the different steps that she has mentioned. But before we move on to our next presentation, we're going to pull up another poll question. Suzanne mentioned a number of audiences that you might consider as you are looking at getting your programs up and off the ground. So we're interested in hearing from you on which audience's support is the most important for the success of your program. This could be elected officials, utilities, members of your community, the business community, other institutions that are important like schools or churches. And of course, there are obviously multiple audiences that may be important to you, but if you could just select the top, the one that you're focusing on at the moment, that would be really helpful for us. So we'll give everyone a moment to provide their answers.
Emma, I think you still have me on the screen. Is that correct?
I think folks should be able to see the poll. Wendy, is that up?
The poll question is up and people are responding.
Great. All right, so we should pull up the results just so we can keep things moving along. And so it looks like the most popular answer at 43% was elected officials and other local or regional planning boards at 43%, individual community members at 24%, the business community at 15%, community institutions at 11%, and utility companies at 7%. So thank you, everyone, for providing that information. It's really insightful for us to be able to see who you're trying to reach, and it helps our speakers, you know, frame their conversations as well. So with that, we're going to move into our next presentation.